Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. New MS Property Records search tool consolidates deeds, liens, and permits. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Mississippi-specific portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MS can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county record systems. Bookmark shtsmississippi.propertychecker.com/ for your next property research workflow. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. New Mississippi Public Records online directory now available. An online directory for accessing Mississippi public records has been launched through NetronLine. Real estate professionals can use this resource to quickly research property records, ownership history, and liens to support transactions and due diligence. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/ms for fast access to Mississippi public records during your next deal. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. Jackson MS streamlines building permits on single page. The City of Jackson Department of Planning and Development has consolidated all building permit services onto one page, advancing inclusive planning for sustainable neighborhoods and equitable growth. Real estate professionals in MS can now access Jackson's building permit process more efficiently, reducing project delays and improving client service in the capital city's market. Bookmark Jackson's Unified Permits page to streamline your next development or renovation project. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines, ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry Tool available for MS Property Research. The ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry System allows users to look up property tax information online with a note that browser cache may need to be cleared if receipts fail to display. Real estate professionals in MS can use this portal to quickly verify property tax statuses and provide clients with accurate due diligence during transactions. Access the portal at https://dsm.ms/customer/portal/ for tax inquiries and clear your browser cache if receipt viewing issues occur. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MS jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a 1/2-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.